Hey, I'm Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray you through the Bible verse by verse. We're in Psalm 84, verses 3 and 4 in the NIV, and I'm so grateful that you're here today. I hope that this prayer and this scripture deeply encourages you where you are right now. Some of you listening today are frightened. You're facing something that scares you to death. Some of you listening do not know how to pay the next bill. Some of you listening are sick and need healing. And so in the middle of that kind of chaos of life and the struggles of life, I pray that you would know that Jesus is right there with you. So let's read these verses. Even the sparrow has found a home, and the swallow a nest for herself, where she may have her young, a place near your altar, Lord Almighty, my King and my God. Blessed are those who dwell in your house. They are ever praising you. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, I pray for those who are moms. This scripture talks about a sparrow and a nest and a place for her young. And so I pray, Father, that you would empower moms today, those moms that are in the trenches of motherhood who are tired, who are worn out, or sleepless, whose kids are driving them a little bit batty. I pray you would give them strength. I pray that you would give them a little respite in the middle of a crazy day. I remember times where I just needed like a little bit of silence, and even when I went into the restroom, the children would be knocking on the door. I couldn't even have peace there. So I pray for the moms out there that you would bring them rest. I pray for the dads out there who also have the same kinds of things going on. They love their kids and they are busy and probably tired as well. And so we pray for your provision and strength. I pray for the childless out there, because when I pray for moms and dads, I'm well aware of those who are longing to have children, whether they be single or they're battling infertility, or whatever obstacle that they may have in their way, or maybe they're going through the adoption process and it hasn't gone well, or it's been stressful and so much paperwork. Lord, we pray for a way for them. We pray that you would answer their prayers. And Lord, if it is not your will for them to have a child, I pray that you would give them your peace. Your peace that passes all understanding. Lord, I thank you that the psalmist calls you Lord Almighty, my King and my God. Lord, help us to remember that you are Lord, meaning you have the final say. You are the one we bow our knee to. You are the one that we follow, and we experience you as we bow our knee to you. We experience your presence as we subjugate ourselves beneath you. And you're not the angry taskmaster in the sky. We are not enslaved in that sense. We joyfully submit to you. You are also almighty. There is nothing too difficult for you. You are strong and powerful and great. And so we trust you right now. For those places in our lives where we need the Almighty God. Also, you're a king. You rule a kingdom. And we long to see your kingdom come and your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. I think about just the power of a king. And I think about the only thing I can think about as an American is visiting a president of the United States, and how crazy that would be just to be in the same room with someone with so much power, or a ruler from another nation. I would feel so intimidated and so small, and yet you are the king who welcomes his children on his lap, and I'm so grateful. You're also called God, which means you created the entire universe, and in light of that, we can rest knowing that, yes, you are almighty, you are all-powerful, but you're also all-knowing. You know all things. You're also all seeing. You see all things. You are before us. You are behind us. You are beside us. You are everywhere. You fill all in all, and by you, all things hold together. Thank you for being our God. And not only that, but being a rescuing God, a God who sent his son to die for us, that we may have a right relationship with you. Lord, your scripture today says that we are blessed if we dwell in your house, and that we should be ever praising you. And so I pray as we finish off this prayer Thank you for the fact that we are your house now. We are the temple of you. We constantly have your presence. We have that opportunity to experience you all day long. And so we choose right now to praise you for that. We rejoice in you, even if we cannot see through this particular situation, or we cannot see beyond the bend of the road. We can't see how that prayer will be answered. We choose right now to praise you, to bless your name, even when you give and when you take away. Blessed be the name of you, O our Lord. Amen. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you for listening to Pray Every Day. You are a blessing to me, and I pray that you would understand just how kind-hearted God is toward you today.